Hi everyone, this is your host, Dr. Charles Glassman. Thanks for joining me today on another edition of Killer Healthcare. As you know, my goal is to bring you, my audience, cutting-edge information from all different sources so you can get the best healthcare, you know, killer healthcare. That means recognizing that, although your doctor may try to convince you otherwise, he or she does not have all the answers. And though we have some of the most awesome possibilities from Western conventional medicine in the field as emergency medicine and transplant medicine, for example, there exists an entire world of healthcare out there. My next guest, Shoshana Katzman, is one of those special people who has found the possibility of wellness and prevention and even healing in some of those areas. Shoshana is on the board of advisors of Body and Soul magazine owned by Martha Stewart Living OmniMedia. She's also the former chair of the New Jersey Acupuncture Examining Board and also former chair of the National Qigong Association Advisory Council. In 1974, she began studying massage at the San Francisco Massage Institute. At this time, she also began learning Qigong and the related Chinese movement arts of Tai Chi and Kung Fu. In 1981, she earned her master's in sports medicine from San Francisco State University and began her formal studies of traditional Chinese medicine, eventually opening practices in California, Pennsylvania, and also New Jersey. She holds a bachelor's degree from Hofstra University in sociology. Shoshana is a nationally licensed acupuncturist with a master in science in the field. In 1998, the Honorable former Governor Christine Todd Whitman appointed her to the New Jersey State Acupuncture Examining Board. And that's quite an honor. She is an author of Qigong for Staying Young, a simple 20-minute workout to cultivate your vital energy. She's also a co-author of Feeling Light, the holistic solution to permanent weight loss and wellness. For over 20 years, well, she was the founder and for over 20 years the director of the Red Bank Acupuncture and Wellness Center. Shoshana has been featured in numerous magazine and newspaper articles, most notably in the Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Examiner, the Chicago Tribune, Asbury Park Press, the New York Post, Body and Soul, Health, First for Women, Experience Life, Mind, Body, Spirit Magazine. She has appeared on radio and local regional and national television, including programs on the Food Channel and America's Health Network, and on New Jersey's Talking Everyday Living, Good Day New York, and Extra. I feel really fortunate to have Shoshana here as my guest today because she has such an insight into just what I want to talk to you about and share with you the alternatives that are out there. So are you there with me, Shoshana?
I am, Dr. Glassman. Thank you. It's an honor to be here today.
And if you could talk a little bit about, well, actually, let me ask you a question first before we get into that. You know, what got you into this? How did you move in the direction of looking away from probably what you grew up, I would think, and did you grow up in the United States?
I grew up here, and I had a very traditional Western approach to life.
Yes.
I didn't know anything about any of this, and I moved out to California. That can say it all, San Francisco area. And I saw people. I was 24 years of age, and I saw people out in these parks doing these gorgeous, graceful, slow, meditative movements, which was obviously Qigong and Tai Chi. And I said, I want to do that. I was always doing all the sports, tennis, basketball, field hockey throughout college. I always had my team. And I was 24. I wasn't moving, doing my exercise. I was not feeling good. I was feeling arthritic even at such a young age. And I found out about these exercises, that they are a way of moving and healing your body. And I said, I want to do it. And I began, and it completely changed the way I felt. My energy started moving. I just felt fantastic. And 7 years into that, I began studying the acupuncture and the Chinese herbology, because traditionally, people that train Tai Chi and teach Tai Chi also provide acupuncture because it's a way of not just cultivating your chi within yourself, but also helping other people cultivate and heal themselves through this, these ancient Eastern practices.